Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And welcome to yet another edition of the Astrology Hour on KFOX. Today we're talking about death. Actually, we're talking about death and rebirth today, inspired by the hit film and major tearjerker of the century, Jack Lemmon and Ted Danson, of course, starring in Dad, which is a movie that I saw the other day and cried me a river. And Jack Lemmon had a walk-in experience during the movie, and a very, very metaphysical picture. If you see it, you will be amazed at how bright some of the people in Hollywood are. It's a long film, so bring your cushion to sit on. It's about 2 hours and 10 minutes long, but it's worth the while if you're looking to relate emotionally. I don't care what your family situation is, and Jack Lemmon probably will get an Academy Award for that part. And he had a major rebirth in the movie. I'm not going to tell you exactly what happened, but suffice it to say that he did have a rebirth, and he did know. Learn how to enjoy life and have fun with his family, and it was just amazingly touched all the emotions. So I highly recommend Dad, and tell your dad to go see it too, by the way, if he's still around. Good movie for dads and moms everywhere to see. Amazing picture. All right, let's get into this topic right off the bat here. A lot of us live a lifestyle which is so much of a routine that after a while it borderlines the ridiculous. When you see the movie Dad and you notice the type of lives that Jack Lemmon and Olympia Dukakis have in these movies, it's going to probably touch you, because I've noticed that some people establish such a routine where the menus, the food they eat in the morning, what they do with their days. I mean, we're talking about major Virgo procedures here. You know, where you wake up and your clothes are all laid out for you, and you have a sweet roll and coffee, and you go shopping for food with the cut to coupons and all that. And life can become not only ludicrous, monotonous, and boring, but after a while, it's so regimental that it kind of loses the flavor. You know, I think almost worse than death, worse than dying, is just plain not living. And that was what the major point of that movie was for me. But in the film, as is with life, if you don't nurture the spirit, and if you don't nourish the spirit and the love within and beyond the individual, it is funny how the universe will take over. And oftentimes, especially for the older folks who more than ever fall into the daily regimen and routine than most of us do, because they kind of think that's what is expected of them, that's what's next, to have something that is very, very regular. Take the pill at 10 o'clock, take the pill at 2 o'clock, watch TV like a veg. And it's very sad, because oftentimes it takes a trauma, usually a health crisis or an accident or a death in the family, for a person to wake up, for a person to be enlightened, so to speak. And what happens in life, not only in just a movie, but everywhere in life, is that people are constantly being offered the choice to do what I call renew or rebirth. I, for one, went through several death experiences. I have this habit that whenever I get scared or whenever I get too sick, I leave my body. I pass out. I faint. I have this ever since I was a kid. I just go down, you know, and hit the turf. It's funny that I don't like to faint. I don't enjoy it, but my astral body chooses to pull out whenever things get too intense. Still in all, as far as I'm concerned, the closest thing I could experience as far as death is concerned would be fainting or blacking out, because when I have fainted or blacked out, it's just like somebody taking your life from you. It's like turning out the lights. Everything goes, and you don't want it to go. It just goes. It goes to black. I've also experienced some pretty intense pain. I know we all experience pain in many different ways, but when you don't take care of your homework, and when you don't get on your wheatgrass juice fasting and detoxing and exercise and keeping the colon clean and all the things you know you're supposed to do for good health, a lot of things, it's funny, a lot of good health sometimes has a lot to do with just the colon. You know, just clearing the colon of mucus or whatever, and I use psyllium seed husk sometimes to kind of flush my system or whatever. And sometimes doing that can help pick up your entire rejuvenation and removing some of the toxin from the body, right? We get into these routines and these regimens, and, you know, it's funny, like in the movie, it's funny. Here's a man, 78 years old, eating sweet rolls with butter in the morning and eating pork chops for lunch and dinner, and obviously a high cholesterol diet, and they're already on the high blood pressure medicine. Well, you know, something's going to happen because they're not really taking care of the temple of their body. There's a lot of alternatives to life, and we're constantly hit with choices. We also live in an extremely powerful brainwashing community where we are conditioned to smoke and to drink and to eat sugar and to eat candy and chocolate. It's like multi-billion dollar industries like Hershey or like Marlboro or like Budweiser or like anything, See's Candies. They set up multi-billion dollar systems, programs, to brainwash us into consuming poison that eventually will end us in the hospital, break down our bodies, or cause us a lot of pain and a lot of anxiety. Well, you know, it's funny that in life, you are given the choice to change. In other words, you can always, I believe this, that you can always prevent the breakdown of your body and the pain of your body and ill health by maintaining your body and by learning what you need, what works for you to detox. They showed an excellent, excellent image of what goes on with the American Medical Association in that movie. And it's almost fraudulent how they put people through literally shock and can throw you into a coma with the way they treat you, especially with the way they pronounce you dead or the way they design these terminal illnesses just for you to hear how long you have to live. You know, it's a pretty frightening experience if you end up getting sick or your body breaks down or whatever, But you know, so many of us are given the choice, like I say, that when you go through this incredible shock or a trauma or a coma or fainting or whatever, that if you are sensitive like I am, and if you are a person that feels vulnerable or fragile like I do, and you are very pain conscious, then usually you don't want to go, you want to try to behave in such a way where you can avoid that type of experience. Many of us will come out of dreadful surgical or health conditions. And I've heard success stories with AIDS. I have. I've heard some of these people like Louise L. Hay and Dr. Charles Whitehouse and other people tell me, and I've also read about it in certain articles, where individuals who had AIDS were able to fortify their immunity systems with positive thinking, with herbs, with meditation, and with such drastic programs of lifestyle change in their regimen that they actually overcame it and survived it. You don't read about a lot of that in the paper. But it's out there. You know, so I believe in miracles. And I think that's a real good mantra to have. But, you know, the point is that the reason why people, you know, the human body and the human soul are a pretty incredible tandem. We are talking about power of God stuff here. When you talk about the human soul and the human body working in communion together, you are talking about God at work as far as I'm concerned. So what is potentially feasible or possible? Instead of someone growing up, growing old, and running the script that things don't get any better, you know, a lot of people, as they get older, they have this thing that it don't get any better from here. But that's not the way to think. Funny thing about the movie Dad is that in the movie, even though Jack Lemmon was 78, he felt like he was 19. And, you know, I loved it because he acted like he was 19. He dressed like he was 19. He went to Venice Beach, and he partied and shopped and laughed and sang and danced and had a great time. Because he had a rebirth in that movie after going through a trauma. Okay, now I'm not going to share any more of the movie with you, but suffice it to say that if you don't take care of your stuff, the major ball of karma that we have to face up with in our lifetime are the major mission that we are supposed to do, more than any single mission. The bottom line, okay, single most important thing is to become at peace with ourselves and also to develop an authentic relation with ourselves, which is a purely loving, innocent bond with ourselves, where we know that we want to have a good time, and we want to be comfortable, and we want to be at peace. Now, if you've been living your whole life negative and worried with running these scripts that things can't get any better, and you call me up and you're all depressed and down and out and everything, I'm sorry about that. Because I, for one, whenever things start not going my way, I do whatever is necessary to try to rebirth once again. See, rebirth is a phenomena that occurs in a human being where literally you don't have to die to have it, but some people do. You know, you can die without leaving your body. I don't know if you're aware of this, but you can actually experience death, whether it's on the hospital surgery table, whether it's in a traumatic accident, whether it's with a traumatic divorce, or whether you're going through so much pain in your body where it feels like there's a knife in you at all times. If you don't actually feel the feeling of death, you do feel like you are dying. And if you pull out of it, and hopefully most of us do if we survive, then you are given the option to totally change your regimen and to totally adapt to something new, something different, to get off the poison path, off the toxin path, to protect your body, to protect your soul, to protect the communion of both, the joining of both, right? And to also to live a life that can be interesting, fun, enjoyable, and comfortable. I believe it's possible to do that, and I have seen it happen. I have experienced the death and rebirth over and over again. Many of you with Scorpio factor planets, eighth house planets, are Pluto afflicted in your chart, know what I'm talking about. And I'm telling you something that you know when it happens. A funny thing about this death rebirth theory is that a lot of people will go through their whole lives and they'll hear about metaphysics or they hear about astrology or psychic awareness, and they're always the ones that laugh. They're always like, oh, you don't believe in that stuff, or oh, come on, that stuff doesn't sound right. Then they'll go through one of these death rebirth experiences, and it's like something happens to them. It's like someone turned a light bulb on in their brain. Or it's like somebody just decided that, hey, you know what? I want to tune that guy Farley in to hear what he has to say, because for all of a sudden I believe in this stuff and I think it's true. And that's really what happened to me. Right prior to my entry into astrology, I went through such a death trauma rebirth, you know, where I had a doctor mention the words that I could die right from a health problem. I thought, oh, great, I'm never going to see you again, buddy. You know, this is like 16 years later, and unnoticed, I'm still around. So I don't go for doctors that are that negative that want to pronounce you dead so quick. I think they're trained to do that in medical school. You got to tell the patient the odds, and you must be as negative as possible when you do tell the patient that he might be terminal. You know, you feel like walking in there and becoming a serial killer or something. But what kind of karma is that to be a doctor like that, right? But still, when you go through these experiences where you do feel somewhat different, it gives you the option and the alternative to experience what I call massive spiritual growth. When you have massive spiritual growth, your awareness increases, your awareness of beyond this realm increases, of what exists, what part of you exists rooted from this realm and beyond, like a magnificent tree, because the soul is like a grand tree, and here on earth we are merely the roots. Well, sometimes we can't see the branches and the leaves and the trunk and the height of this tree. It's so magnificent. But you become aware of that when given the option to rebirth, you embrace it. Now, on the other hand, I have seen people go through the death experience over and over and over and over and experience no growth. This is called the zero growth syndrome, where instead of, you know, people will not believe in astrology or metaphysics or holistic lifestyles, or they won't accept or embrace changing the regimen, reducing the monotony, altering the priorities, focusing on things that could help them. You know, what their prescription is to go to the doctor to have the surgery over and over and over and over. I know one guy's had 6 bypasses already, 5. He's trying to break the Guinness Book of World Records. People keep going back for the same operations over and over. Of course, maybe some people need this surgery stuff, but I've also known people that have lived their whole lives and they've never been in the hospital and they've never had surgery. Ever. And most of those people happen to also be people that were able to choose when they had their rebirths, where they're able to make eye contact with people, where they can turn the TV off and sit down and talk to you, where they have time for you, where they have time for the world, where they can participate in this planet and have fun and think and believe and meditate and feel like they're whole, like they're human, like they're happy. There is a method to life on Earth. It's like we're in a giant maze. And if you make the wrong turn, then you might get stung. You know, you could get burned. You could get hurt. But if you pay attention to the path and start to learn the maze so you can go down certain avenues of alternatives, that can help you redirect your life into newness and innovation, then it can be a lot of fun. Some people drive themselves crazy because they're obsessed their whole lives to have relationships. And whether they have them or not, if they're not perfect, they drive themselves crazy. Forget that. Like, come on. Is that a trap or what? If you have relationships, you have relationships. If you don't, you still have yourself. And it's important to have fun with yourself, because that's what you come in here with and that's what you go out with. Some people, same thing with money. If they don't have that power, you know, like Ted Danson was asked by his son in the movie, why did you feel it was so important to make money to instead of be with the family, with the wife and the child? And Ted's answer was, well, I thought that's what a father, what a man's supposed to do. And the son said, no, tell me the truth. Why did you really need to do that? And Ted admitted that it was the power, that it was more important for him to have power with money than it was for him to be a dad for his child and a husband for his wife. And millions of families on this planet have parents involved in situations where they think they're doing the right thing, right? Where they think they're providing for their family and their children, but they're really not. They're spiritually not. They're providing materially, but that doesn't make it. Believe it or not, there are parents on this planet that take the time to come over and visit their children, that take the time to go out and do things with their children. Okay? A lot of children make an effort to communicate with their parents, for example, and their parents won't have them. Their parents are too busy in their regimen, whatever it is. Shopping, traveling, working, TV. You know, I don't have time to go see my son tonight. I got to watch the basketball game, or I got to see the sports show. You know, life is like a candle that will eventually burn out. And it's a two-way street. And so many of us, especially the older generation, are given the option to reach out and embrace what they have in their life. You know, like, if you wait around because you think that tradition dictates that your son or your daughter has to come to you, kind of chokes me up a little bit, has to come to you to make a relationship work, when you have the alternative, how much time is left in your life where you can make an effort to go down and see your child at work, to spend some fun time with them, to go to Vegas or to go to the Palm Springs or Hawaii with them on a trip, and even get in a car and drive up the coast? Sometimes people call up their friends or their relatives and their parents, and you get the excuse, I'm watching TV. Come on, someone's reaching out to touch someone human and whole, and the TV is more important. Now look what we've come to in this society. I cried at the end of that movie. I had tears. There's different ways for me to cry. Sometimes one or two tears come out, and sometimes a river flows. And this movie, Dad, inspired the river, because so many people will look at this movie and say, gosh, that's my family. You might not be exactly the family, but the thing was in this movie is that everything changed. It went from a family filled with walls and anger and judgment and monotony to a family filled with love and hope and happiness and fun and variety, and people changed, and there was transition and rebirth, because so many people reached crisis and death-like situation that's what the option was. And the producers and the directors came across with that point so vividly, almost metaphysically, to the point of Jack Lemmon changing so much it was even proved that he was a walk-in, right? Because he had a whole different life in his mind that he really lived, that the river flowed. And it's just like one of those things where you have hundreds of tears coming down your cheek, and you come out and your face is all drenched and your shirt's drenched and you need to blow your nose, you know. And, you know, sometimes we just get so wrapped up in our little regimens and routines that we forget that there's people out there that love us, and that need us, that want us. And there's fun that can be had in life. And time's running out. Life is short. Life is too short to take personal. Life is something that is meant to be fun. And if you don't have a relationship with your family, and if you don't have a relationship with certain people you know now, there's a lot of people out there. There's a whole bunch of people out there. I'm sure you could, if you spent the time to look around, you might find some folks you could have some fun with. And that's really what it's all about. Some people will never change, unfortunately. But there will be some people that will have such a shock, a death-like experience, like a heart attack or God forbid, a stroke or cancer, whatever, that with little time is left, sometimes they finally realize that something must be done. And those of us that are young, you know, those of us that are youthful, I'd say under 50 or under 60 even, are people that have an option to change and to experience this type of transition, to live life to the fullest and to have that type of rebirth. You know, I have so much fun. I know my chart's lit up and I do tend to worry sometimes too, but not like I used to. I mean, like I used to have anxiety attacks when I was younger. And thank God I don't have that anymore. But I've gotten rid of a lot of bad habits, too. You know, the smoking and the drinking and the meat and all that mostly gone out of my system. And at least I have the ability to detox. And I have the wherewithal to go out with people I know and love and laugh and have fun and party and in a sober sort of way. And then when I'm finished with every day, I can turn around and say, God, I had a great time. That was a good day. That was a great day. Each day to me is like an individual lifetime. When I wake up in the morning, it's like a birth. And when I go to sleep at night, it's the way I'd like to pass. When my time comes to leave this dimension, I'd like to go just like I go to sleep. That's why my symbolism of life is birth and death for one day, one lifetime. That's why every single day is so important. I enjoy talking to my mom, you know, and calling her up, and she's got time for me, you know. I can call her up and she'll say, how you doing, honey? I love you. What's going on? And I'll say, what's going on? She'll tell me about her little birds or something. And talk to my sister or whatever, a couple of my friends, Arlen. And there's some good vibes passed that way, you know. And it's fun because I look at the day and I go, gosh, everything went good today. Mom sounded good. Talked to Dad for a few seconds. He sounded all right. He's having fun, you know. It can always be better in some instances, you know, But oftentimes, if you are living a regimen that is not spiritually sound, then you will reach the death experience. And I'm not trying to scare you. But that's the way life works. That's the method. If you don't take care of your stuff, the universe will for you. And sometimes the death experience can be scary. It's to wake you up. You know, I believe the higher self sets us up. It sets us up with the toxins, with the sweet rolls, with the pork chops, with all that stuff, to experience the health trauma or the accident or whatever, and give us the option, the choice, to be better. Like my friend Josephine says, to be more better. To be more into a situation where you can embrace your life or whatever it is and always improve it. Growth, that's what the key is. This show is dedicated to open-mindedness and the search for further truth. That's really what I'm trying to teach when I'm on the radio. Nothing else, nothing more. But I find some areas of open-mindedness, like astrology and like metaphysics, that work.